It was a guy, I guess, you know, by me not knowing, I guess he was liking my mama. And it's something that kids didn't know then, you know. They didn't know who was coding and what was going on, you know, because they always kept it out of kids' sight. But the music proposition, they didn't mind us hearing him play. So he was sitting on the foot of the bed. His name was Albert Holly. He was an old blues player. He was saying, "Baby, come and sit down on my knee. I got something to tell you, keeps on worrying me." And he was saying that to mama. And I just, you know, listening, I'm kind of a person like this. I just pick up on what he was saying. You know, the song appealed to me and made me feel good. And I just walked by him and off and off. And that was one thing that he would say. I do remember this day. "Baby, come sit down on my knee." He was right back on the foot of the bed picking guitar, looking at mom. "Say, I got something to tell you, keeps on worrying me." Because I didn't know, you know, that he was just really outlining that to her, you know. It's to be making love or something, you know. Oh, I was fixing to leave that next year. I was 7 years old. 7 years old. So that gave me some ideas how to sing, too, you know. Albert Holly was his name. So he played around there. And then I had a cousin, my mother's cousin, named Tucker Jordan. He was a fiddler. Played that fiddle, and he sang. Him and his wife would play and sing. Her name was Rose. She picked the guitar, and he played the fiddle. And it was two of them, and they would sing, "Don't the Sun Look Good Going Down." And I couldn't, you know, just catch on to what they were saying. But I know it was pretty music they were doing. And that gave me an idea. So I never did learn the fiddle, but I learned the guitar. And so that's the way it happened. They would have one man might could play the blues like Albert Holly or Blind Lemon or something like that, just, and he would come in and play two or three blues and just upset the thing, you know. Well, they'd give him time to play them blues, and then they'd get back and go to dancing. They'd dance all night, see. And whenever, the way they quit was when one guitar, a couple of guitars, man and his wife, they go home, go to bed, they leave the rest of them. You just dance till they just can't dance no more. Because you see, out there was on Saturday night, and that Sunday they had a rest, and Monday they're going to work, see? And that's just the way they did it all through that country. Sam, I tell you what I did. I would just sit down, and as I got that moving in my mind, I would just sit down and I would hum me something. And I would bring it into a really tune. And from that tune, I'd make that song. And I didn't ask nobody for no help soever. I guess that's the reason that they can't play my music today. They can start it, but they got to stop. They can't go through with it. My first job, my first job was in a little old joint in Buffalo, Texas. Here's what I did. I run up on a fiddler. By the name of Jabbo Bucks. And me and him got together. He could fiddle and I could play the guitar. So we said we go to Buffalo and see what we do today. That's where I met Blind Lemon at. But it was just about 2 miles further on up to the association ground. But it wasn't no association going on, but I just remembered that old spot of ground. He said, "Yeah, we'll do it." He followed me because he didn't know. But I did. I goes on to this little cafe. We stopped out in front of the cafe. I pulled off my half foot on the ground. He pulled his and all laid down. And I come and say, "Serenading, you know, a little. See how they like it." Man come and said, "Come on in." Said, "Y'all, you boys come in." Rushed down, got our hats, and we rushed on in. Said, "Y'all, sit down there. Y'all gonna play some?" Said, "Yes, sir." So we put our hats up on the table, you know, and we come and said, "Playing." And the first song he played, he was singing this song about "River, Stay Away From My Door." And man, It turned the town out. And that one song, he played it, I guess a half a day. That one song, he just won't ever stay away from my door. And he played and played and played. So I know the thing, we had a half full of money apiece. That's just the way it is. And some, from then, we left that and we go to a place called Jewett, Texas. We first went to Oakwood. We stopped in Oakwood. Nothing happened much. We turned around, we come straight on back, and we kept on through Buffalo and went to Jewett. And we turned it out there. Yeah, we turned it out there. So from then on, well, I done got to be about 14 then. Yeah, about 14 years old. Yeah. And then I was just traveling around, and I ends up in Crockett at 20. When I ended up in Crockett, I was 21 years old. And I left Crockett the same year and went on to Graveland, Texas. And that's why I got that girl, what you call Out of Me. You hear me calling on the guitar, Out of Me. Don't you hear me calling you? That's where I got it. Graveland, Texas. That was between Crockett and Palestine. Fact of the business is a little place else called Elkhart before you get to Palestine.